Blog Talk Radio.
Life seems to crush your dreams, so find your balance for all you need. A little work, some family fun. Find your love, keep your life on the run. Told you how the story goes, so write your own script before you grow old. Live your life, laugh out loud. Own who you are, stand up proud. You got
Welcome to the Star Chamber Show live podcast, and this is episode number 300. Yes, we hit a milestone tonight, coming in right on the heels of the great Far Cry song, Balance. Always important to find balance in your life. Good theme to intro the night, and I'm here tonight with the one and only Daniel Dark, behind the hashtag Dark Style from Parts Unknown, and then also the lovely, the vivacious, the wondrous Holly Phillippe. So, hello, we're ready to rock, my co-host.
We are ready. Let's do this. 300, yeah. Guys, 300.
A lot of episodes.
We have some great announcements to do tonight, and also some great guests coming in tonight, calling in.
We should definitely have, if they all remember to call in, we should have quite a few neat calls tonight.
Yes.
And it started back November 28th of 2013, the show did, over 8 years and counting. And I, as I see it, just keeps getting better and better. Conversations, content, just fantastic guests from all spheres, all genres. Writers of all kinds,
different
filmmakers,
countries.
Game
developers. We've even had different countries, guests from, and all kinds of interesting things we'll talk about tonight. We went through while on the podcast.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great thing. It really is. And tonight we're definitely going to celebrate a milestone. Hopefully some of the calls tonight are going to be from people that you know well and who have definitely been guests most likely more than once in the past. And but before we get started, there are some news announcements. One, tomorrow, be on the lookout for Carol Pre-Flatish's cover reveal for Witch Hunt, Book 3 of the Nathan Perry Mysteries. Yes, great cover, and I'm telling you, it fits the book perfectly. And we're going to be showing that off sometime in the early afternoon tomorrow. I'll be watching all of the press's sites. And then now turning, also, we have some big news on the Imaginarium front. We had three major guest announcements in the last week, and I will let Holly start with our guest of honor, and we'll talk about our guest of honor and work our way back with two Imaginator guests.
Well, I am absolutely thrilled with our guest of honor this year. She is a very talented, very critically acclaimed, award-winning editor. Well-known. We've never got to meet her personally, so this is exciting, to actually get to sit down, chat with her, and have her come out and, mentor people. She's going to do some great editing panels and a wonderful Q&A that's going to be hosted by Michael Nost himself. Her name is Ellen Datlow. And just phenomenal. Look her up. If you don't know, look her up.
Yeah, you want some credentials? How about this for credentials?
She's the winner of multiple
awards of each of these. The World Fantasy Award, Locus Award, Hugo Awards, Bram Stoker Awards, International Horror Guild Award, Shirley Jackson Awards, and if that's not enough for you, the 2007 Carl Edward Wagner Award given at the British Fantasy Convention for Outstanding Contribution to the Genre, Life Achievement Award from the Horror Writers Association, an acknowledgement of superior achievement over an entire career, and honored with the World Fantasy Life Achievement Award at the 2014 World Fantasy Convention. attention. Yes, she's currently acquisitions editor at tour.com, and I'm telling mm-hmm. you, arguably, Ed, you know, I think most people in the industry would agree. I mean, arguably the top anthology editor in the United States. I mean,
anthology and short stories is her
wheelhouse. That's her wheelhouse, and just mm-hmm. absolutely mm-hmm. amazing. And we're going to be working out some specific programming to involve her into mm-hmm. it, so you'll really get some great insights and benefit from her at the convention. But yeah, just absolutely great news. And I will take.
I'm excited.
Holly's working on these next two. We're really excited about. We announced the first Imaginator that we announced was award-winning best-selling author Virginia Smith. And she comes with loads of credentials, 44
Whom
novels,
we've
two
never
children's
met,
books.
And I don't know how we've never met
her.
Yeah,
lives in Kentucky. Yeah. Yeah, two children's books, 50 articles, short stories, like I said, 44 novels, many genres, mm-hmm. contemporary romance, historical fiction, suspense, mystery, Amish fiction, and more. And and the Men mm-hmm. of Lancaster County novels, you know, lots of people have heard mm-hmm. about those. She has written one of those. She has a title in that very, very popular series. She's also received the Holt Medallion Award of Merit for two of her books, and also one of her Goose Creek series novels. The most famous illegal goose, Creek Parade, was Library Journal's top pick of the month and a finalist for the Bookseller's Best Award. So, I mean, we have just heavy, heavy hitters coming to Imaginarium and people. If that's not enough, I should have mentioned that she's also the secretary to the board of directors at the World Fantasy Convention. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like credentials are just galore with these guests that we have, and it's hard to keep up with all of them. And today we announced one that I know Holly was really excited. She loves we're talking like a genius in academics. I mean, just an academic genius in terms of literature. And her name is Anna Faktorovich, and she is Holly talked to her a little bit, but she is the director and founder of Anaphora Literary Press, has taught for 4 years at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania, and Middle Georgia State College, with a PhD in English Literature and Criticism, and a master's in Comparative Literature and a BA in Economics. And she actually has two books, academic books, with McFarland, of course, one of the top presses with academic releases. And Rebellion is Genre, the novels of Scott Dickens and Stevenson is one of those. And then The Formulas of Popular Fiction, Elements of Fantasy, Science Fiction, Romance, Religious, and Mystery Novels is the other one that she has published with McFarland. And just amazing. Yeah, Holly, if you want to make some comments on Anna, I mean, you're excited because you get unusually, you just love the letters you get from her. She is just a genius.
I do. That's what I said. She is... she's not your typical novel writer. She is academic. I mean, this is someone who, you know, if you love the craft and literature, it's Shakespeare. She loves Shakespeare. So she does all these different workshops on Shakespearean theory and different aspects of that, which I hope I can take an hour and I hope and pray that I get to go to her workshop. But we'll announce all those later. But yet you guys are really going to get a kick out of her. She's very personable, but man, she is a pro and she knows what she's doing. I actually, for those of us that know Michael Williams, I cannot wait for those two to meet, because I know Michael Williams is just going to adore her, being an academic himself, you know, and I know that them two are just going to hit it right off and have conversations that are way over my head, you know.
Isn't that awesome?
But yeah, very exciting. Very exciting. You all will love her.
Yeah, I mean, the guests this year, we're starting to roll out some amazing spotlighted guests. We're starting to do those announcements as well. You definitely want to keep up on the Imaginarium site with those. Tanita Johnson, author, editor, and publisher,
yeah,
announced her as a spotlighted guest, and she is, oh, fantastic.
She's
yeah, she's
too.
One you definitely want to look at her resume as well. And, yeah, we just got done announcing her, and there's going to be a slew of great spotlighted guests and then panelists that are also going to be going up on the site over the next days. I mean, every day we're going to be adding new people onto there, and you're going to blow you away. I mean, the lineup this year is first rate.
Yeah, Tanita is such a pro, and she even has a conference that she organizes that puts on in Costa Rica every
yeah,
year.
I want to get on that one.
teaching the craft of writing and stuff. So I'm like, yes, you know, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's a wealth of knowledge. You all will
yeah,
really enjoy Tanita. I've enjoyed
yeah,
our correspondence.
Yeah, she's the president of the Aspiring Writers Association of America. Also is the founder of So It Is Written Publishing. As an author, she has 18 books, with 7 of them certified bestsellers, 25 years of experience as a journalist, writer, and editor. I mean, we're talking – I mean, yeah. I mean, just look at our guests. I mean, this is definitely a convention you should not miss. Content-wise, I mean, just off the hook. I mean, and all the people we're talking about, these are people that are going to be first time at Imaginarium, and we got your favorites coming. Don't
yeah.
worry. We just wanted to introduce some
oh,
new
yeah.
faces to kind of kick it off. So, yeah, those are brand new folks for our audience to meet. And then of course we're going to have your favorites coming in as well. So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be awesome.
And like
so
I said, we are coming out
of
the gates running.
yeah. Yeah, we are.
Ain't messing around.
Yeah, lots of stuff. And, yeah, and the people that are applying to be guests, I mean, new names all the time. I mean, it is just wild.
Yep.
I mean, how the word is getting out there. So we're happy about
mm-hmm.
that. So, yeah, that's a bit of the news segment. I will put on an anecdote here. The Tommy B. Smith, being the alert fellow that he is, he said he – this is his claim, and I got to research this because this just blows me away. We started the Star Chamber show in 2013, the month that his groundbreaking, amazing, phenomenal short story collection, Pieces of Chaos, was released. And if, for those of you that know the history of my friendship with Tommy B. Smith, Pieces of Chaos is actually kind of the nexus that brought Tommy and I together, because I was drawn to his table filled with broken mirror pieces and this interesting, mystical guy sitting behind the table. And who is he? And, you know, of course, me being who I am, you know, I was like, I got to meet this guy. So, yeah, and that was down at Mid-South Con. And so that's, yeah, Pieces of Chaos actually had a part to play and how I met Tommy. So yeah, if it ties to Star Chamber show lore, being that it was published in the first month that Star Chamber show is out. Now I know why Tommy is always on our Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve Eve or Christmas Eve 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 shows. I mean, it was kind of written in the stars, to use a pun there. But yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, but yeah, well, God, I've known TBS for a while then. That's pretty cool. So yeah, this is, yeah, the legacy is building. The legacy is building.
Well, hey,
but,
he's a good feller to know. So, you know, that's
oh,
good.
Yeah.
You know him that long.
Yeah, and I can neither confirm nor deny. Don't know for sure, but he may be reporting some stuff tonight on the show. We don't know exactly yet,
ooh,
so don't hold me to it. But, you know, I'll leave it up to Tommy to decide. Of course, he's always welcome on the show anytime. But we do have to make sure here in the 300th episode, it would be horrible as if for the first time in 300 shows, you know, we forget our sponsors. So we're not going to do that. But tonight we have two longtime sponsors of the show too that have been just rock solid supporters of the Star Chamber show. And of course, those are Per Bastet Publications and of course Sandy Lender, the Genre Blender. And she even has a unique spot just for tonight. And I did not even screw up. I actually have it loaded in the system. So there you go, Sandy. And she has a new graphic, if you noticed, in the slideshow on the show page today.
Heck
so,
yeah.
Yes,
love it.
Yeah, some cool. Draw your attention to that, folks. But here we go, Per Bastet, and then I'll give you Sandy Lender's new spot. So Per Bastet Publications is a small press based in the Louisville metro area, specializing in speculative fiction and other outside-the-box books. With over 30 titles in print and ebook formats and a handful of audiobooks, Per Bastet offers a little bit of everything. Explore World War II England with 11-year-old Sylvie and Edelweiss for Elizabeth, the sequel to Andrea Gilbey's Bottle Tops for Battleships, or dive into the thrilling world of karma and crime. A new supernatural mystery by J. Paul Burroughs. You can find these titles and more at perbastetpublications.com, at Amazon, or you can find the press in person at regional events. Per Bastet Publications, where timeless tales unfold. And I'm very happy to say that, everybody in the Per Bastet camp is in good health right now. I'm very happy about that. Marion Allen, of course, Sarah Marion, and T. Lee Harris. And so we're looking forward to a great year
wonderful
with those
girls.
Three. Yeah, wonderful bunch, and definitely love them a lot. And of course, you know, we Sandy Lender, you know, what can I say? You know, this genre blender. And so I'm going to make sure I hit the right button for you, Sandy, because this is a brand new ad that is for tonight. So here you go. Here I go. I'm so nervous. I can't mess this up. All right, here you go.
Sandy Lender, Inc. is proud to be a sponsor of the Star Chamber as the team celebrates its 300th episode. Congratulations to all the creatives who are part of this supportive and educational program. It's an honor to be part of a group that blends so much talent every week. Congratulations on the big 300.
Thank you very much, Sandy. Thank you very much. And, that is awesome. She ran a special spot for tonight. And, of course,
that's
I call
so cool.
attention to her great novel coming out Valentine's. It's perfect. My Fairy Valentine. So go get My Fairy Valentine and check that out, because that's one you definitely want to check out here. So February is obviously the perfect month for it. So you'd be in good shape. But thank you, Sandy.
February
you are the best.
Is a darn good month.
Ah, for you. For me, I have to run a gauntlet, Holly. It's not fair. Yeah, you know what I have to do, folks? Let me tell you. Her birthday is the 13th. Our first date happened to be on her birthday on the 13th. So I have an anniversary with Holly on the 13th. I have her birthday on the 13th.
Birthday.
And then guess what? The day after is Valentine's Day. So, yeah, I get
That's
hit
right.
with three holidays in 2 days that I have to
but
take
you
care
get it
of
over
for Holly.
With.
Yeah.
You get it all over with.
But it's a challenge when I have to make it, you know, work for all three holidays in 2 days. I mean, that is not easy. I mean, nor is it cheap. it's a challenge.
Oh,
I'm
easy to please.
Well, you know, I love you, Holly. So it's definitely not a chore. I'm sure there are some significant others there going, oh my God, how could I, you know, three big things in 2 days, you know. But yeah, that's my February, folks. But it'll be chock full of good Star Chamber shows, though. Don't worry, we got some good ones. So, yeah, and
so Daniel, would you like to tell us about, like, a reminisce about a favorite episode we done, or a funny story about one of our guests or something?
One of the funniest ones was when we had some of our musicians on that, you know, They talk a little bit different than we normally do. So we haven't been banned off the internet yet. So we're in good condition. So.
No, yeah, we've had some, like, I can think of some. We had Pete Fry, of course, the lead guitarist and main force
That's
of
Pete.
The band Far Cry. Pete's awesome, and of course his radio show Friday Night with Fry is golden if you're into melodic hard rock and metal. And we had Andy Haught, of course. We've had him several times from Zero King. He's a great personality. blast to talk to, and another in
Jason
that category
William
would be
Allen.
Jason William Allen. I was about to say Jason William Allen. He's more recent of a guest. I'm going to get Pete and Andy back because we haven't talked to them in a little bit, but Jason William Allen is awesome.
It just shows how far we go on our creative talents that we've got. You know, it's not just a author page. It's not just a movie page or director page or anything like that. We work with all creatives so that they can highlight and show their speciality in the creative world and how much better they make the world for the rest of us.
Yeah, that's right.
Favorite things was, you know, with Imaginarium was being on a panel with the heaviest hitters that I know of in the horror industry on that panel and being able to monitor that panel as a moderator, be able to learn more than the people sitting in the audience.
True.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a fun experience. And, yeah, Sandy brought it up. She goes, I remember y'all had an antique mall entrepreneur on the show one week. Yes, you'd be talking about Timothy Shackelford. Yeah, who's a phenomenal artist. And, of course, get the store name, VV Antique Mall. Is that correct, Holly?
Yes.
Yeah, he's
Antiquities.
Antiquities, yeah. But
they've moved
to a new location.
We had Pamela Hopper, who does resin art. She makes resin, all kinds. I mean, any kind of tumbler or cup or anything you want, she can make it out of about anything. She even made one for my daughter that's a serial killer, and it's got like old newspaper, looks like blood dripping down the side. It's really cool. Daniel would really like it. But we had my daughter on, who's a crochet artist. I mean, yeah, we've had all kinds, 3D printing people. We've had, you name it, And
Jeffrey
then editors,
Redick,
the journalists.
Jeffrey Redick, Final Destination creator. We've had him on the show. Had Howard Scott Warshaw, legendary video game designer.
Developer.
We've had, just a slew of just amazing people on the show. John Wilkerson was on the show, I believe.
We're going to have a Jack Walker expert on the show, so.
Do what?
Yeah, we've had.
I said one of these days we're going to have a Jack the Ripper expert on the show, so.
Well,
I think we do like kind of every
Jack
week.
Jack the Ripper expert, but we need to do a Jack the Ripper night where we have you and LaShawn and a few others from y'all's Ripper group.
Yes,
that would be really cool, actually.
We've had Matt LaShawn on the show, multiple times, in fact. So, he's been on.
We need to have a whole Ripper night.
Yeah, we've had, it's incredible. Yeah, when you scroll through, and they're all available. Every single show is at blogtalkradio.com/Star Chamber Show. You can actually go scroll through every single episode that we've done back all the way to 2013. And I advise you to do it because, when you go through and look at who we've got, they are just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like Benjamin Cross, he was an author from the UK who we had right when his first novel was coming out, and he's now a bestseller. And that was back on episode number 247, for example. That was a gem. We've had, the show favorites like the great Ren Garcia, and Holly mentioned Michael Williams earlier, and of course he is always just an absolute pleasure to have. Bobby Nash is a show favorite, another one that's definitely been a great contributor to the show, and it's crazy, when you look back. Yeah, we've had wrestlers. I just forgot we had Thar Bad Blood
and Bobo
Brazil.
Wrestlers.
Yeah,
that's
we've
true.
Even had pro wrestlers talking about their mode of storytelling. So, yeah, we've even had pro wrestlers. So, That was fun.
We've had a magician on the show. We've had just about like I said, almost any craft on how to make it better. And I'm working on getting some other people that have worked out the analog and everything and stuff on how to make your book a bestseller. Different things like that. How to classify your books and stuff like that so they become bestsellers in your categories. And
that'd be a great guest.
I've sent through some emails to some people to get that in the works.
Facilitating the work,
some young lady that I sent it to. So.
Well, I think I've got a treat for you two, because I think I know this area code really well. So I got a pretty good idea who this is calling in. So I am just, you know, I'm not even going to screen the call. I'm just going to bring this caller right aboard. And, yes, secret guest caller, you are on the air.
Yes, this is Mr. Frank Pershinger, and I'm checking to see about your car insurance.
Well,
it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you.
You bought the bourbon.
Yeah, let the bourbon flow.
That's
right.
Hey,
Hello, Michael Nuss.
I just wanted to call in and say congratulations on your 300th episode. That's really exciting.
Woo!
And appreciate all you guys do, you know, well deserved 300. I'm looking for 3,000 more, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a few seconds to revisit one of the funnest introductions that was ever made for the show for a guest. Michael Nost made a special introduction for Brick Marlin, and this had to be one of the funnest introductions of his guest ever. And I'm going to go ahead and play it because we can. So listen to this. This is what Michael Nost made for Brick when Brick was on the show once.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please make welcome to the Star Chamber Podcast. Put your hands together right now for Brick Marlin.
Now, isn't that one of the most epic introductions ever? And Michael, that was part of our history. That's Star Chamber history right there.
Too much time on their hands is all I got to say. Just absolutely.
That's the most epic intro ever.
Out of the 300 episodes, that is the best intro I think we've ever had, bar none. That was a classic, and that was you, Michael, so I thought that'd be a fun one to revisit. We keep it there because we will use it again when we get Brick on again.
Oh, yeah.
Use it.
That's what happens.
Without a doubt.
That's what happens whenever you have too much radio background and history and too much bourbon. So there you go.
Oh, man. That was great. Yeah, that was a classic moment in our history. But there have been many. I mean, I don't know, Michael, if you think back to the 8 years, I mean, it's nuts how many just amazing people we've had on the show. A lot of them you know well. I mean, yeah, we've had quite a few that are folks that you associate with.
Don't hold
it against
them, though. But, yeah, I don't know if there's any specific shows.
One of our favorite returns, though, and frequents is Mr. Nost. We like to get nosty.
Oh, yeah.
The nosty
yeah,
boy.
We do.
The nosty
yeah,
boy.
That, Yeah, that goes way back. I mean, yeah, because Michael, yeah, he's you can find several shows that we've done with Michael, and yeah, I actually, like, one of these days I'm just gonna take an afternoon, drink some bourbon, and listen to him. Yeah, you go back as far as episode 53.
Wow.
I found one back.
Wow.
Yeah, that was back 6 years ago. That may be have been your first episode on the Star Chamber show. Episode number 53. So, yeah, about 250 episodes back.
You know, there is one thing that we can say that, you know, when you listen to all of them, there's a common denominator, there's a common theme. And, Holly, you know what it is. It's bourbon.
Bourbon. I was going to say,
yeah.
It's bourbon. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the rock solid constant.
It never goes out of style. You got to have a drink every Wednesday evening. You got to have a drink with the Star Chamber. You know, that's just and if you don't drink alcohol, that's okay. Grab you a nice cold beverage of your liking and join us.
Yeah,
I wanted to just take a second to say thank you guys and we really appreciate it.
You were the first 10. Michael, you were on the show about 2014, early 2014. Show number 8 was your first appearance. I just found it.
Oh.
Show number 8.
Oh.
Yeah. You did the 8th show ever of the Star Chamber. And so
wow.
You know, that is awesome. That's great. I got to go listen to that one again just for fun sometime. That is cool. Yeah, show number 8, Michael. You were the first 10. Yeah, you were in the first 10 shows.
Cool.
So, yeah, thank you
for giving us a holler.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
I appreciate you guys. I'm getting ready to go watch.
We love you.
With my wife and daughter, we're going to watch the latest episode of the Book of Boba Fett. So.
You bet.
It's
good, by the way.
Oh, tonight's the new episode.
Tonight is the new episode. Yeah.
Yes. We'll have to catch it tomorrow.
We love that show.
Good show.
Go have fun, Michael. Thank you so much.
Have fun.
Hey, all right, guys. Love y'all.
Thanks, Mike.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a call. That's awesome. Can you believe that, Holly? 8th show, Michael Mouse made the debut. He was back on show number 53. And then there's several others, yeah. So, but, yeah, you look back in our archive. But, yeah, he was in the 8th show. That is so cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, Tommy was asking who was the first guest, but I wasn't on then, not quite sure.
The first guest of the Star Chamber show was actually author-editor James Tuck, James R. Tuck, and we had done some stuff with him on Thunder on the Battlefield anthology collection, which was actually the first short story that Raiden Valkyrie appeared in, which is neat. It was in that anthology collection. So, but yeah, he was in the first one. And then the second show, yeah, it looks like Christine Garrison. Chrissy Garrison was in the second show. So yeah, it's crazy. I think J.L. Mulvihill was in one of the first 10 shows too. So yeah, a lot of folks, yeah, we've known and definitely are wonderful
folks. For a long time,
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's
nice.
Cool. So yeah, Tommy is drinking a vintage, highly expensive kind of wine tonight to celebrate. So that's kind of cool.
I'm multitasking. If you hear me rattling around, I'm multitasking because I'm trying to watch the chat room, but I'm sewing my son Noah's work pants and talking at the same time. It's multitasking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what I'm doing. But women, you know, we can do that. We're whiz bangs at this stuff. Multitasking.
Yes, in the chat room, want to welcome Amy McCorkle, who has been a guest multiple times on the show.
Hello, Amy.
Has called in. Amy has popped in. He has definitely been a part of the path of the Star Chamber show since its beginning as well. So,
Most certainly.
That's cool.
Most certainly. Yes,
yeah, that's
Miss Amy. She is a filmmaker.
Yep, she is
Indiana way.
working hard. It looks like she is doing pitches now. Two pitches to Cindy Cowan's company, one to Lou Seals in Atlanta, the Assassin's Redemption follow-up meetings, one this week, one next week. So, yeah, I'm looking at her update in the
good
chat
luck,
room.
Amy.
It looks like Amy is up to some big things. And
good luck.
But yes, thank you. Thank you for checking in tonight. And, yeah, folks, if you are one of our guest callers tonight, feel free to call in. Line is 619-639-4616. Yeah, feel free to call in any time at this point. I'll definitely take the call. But, yeah, it's the reason that we don't have as many shows as you might think going back 8 years is because originally we were a biweekly show. We actually made the switch about 3 or 4 years ago to a weekly podcast, and so – you know, and that's when we got a couple more hosts involved so we could do a little bit of rotation. And but, yeah, we were originally a biweekly show. So that's why it's the count seems a little off for the 8 years. But, yeah, it's been going that long. Yeah, we're over 8 years and chugging. And yeah, hopefully
– chugging right along.
Yeah, Tommy is doing wine tonight. Yeah, so he's definitely along Holly's line
fantastic.
Of thinking here.
Well, I'm
and,
actually drinking margaritas tonight, so.
Margaritas, yes. Carol's got something good. I see she made a little mention about needing lift a drink for the Star Chamber show tonight. Thank you, Carol. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Carol has gone back all the way through on the show. So we are going to bring we've got a couple of callers calling in. And so I will bring aboard. I'll bring aboard one, and then bring aboard a second just a hair after here. So I think I know who this one
right.
is. So get ready,
okay.
Daniel and Holly. 479 area code. I think I know who this is. Welcome aboard.
Hello. Thank you for the warm welcome. Hope you're all doing well. Having a good
Tommy B. Smith.
And what have you. Yes.
Surprise.
Hello there.
Surprise.
We made it. Surprise.
So you're drinking wine and celebrating
Tommy,
and
well,
hanging with the captains of the tail,
Tommy.
Well, wine's good.
Well,
good for you,
Tommy. Well, you've been on the show all the way, and you've been a guest host. You've been a guest. You've been a guest host on some of the most interesting holiday shows, which always change given the date. Like you've been on the Christmas Eve. And Eve shows before, and but yes, you have a history here.
Yes, we have.
And,
we
broken
have
news with
we
you.
We have EVV,
yeah.
And we have EVVV.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to keep.
True.
And who knows? You know, we might even get grander than that in future years. But yeah, it's been quite a.
Wasn't
quite
he
a road.
On one of the tornado episodes?
Yes, he was.
Yes. I can say without question that had to have been me.
Yeah,
we are Tornado Central down here. So,
yeah, Tommy's just going right along, man. And tornadoes, sirens are going off, and he's doing the podcast. So,
absolutely.
But,
well, if you like,
now
tornadoes,
I'm going
to
put Tommy.
You're welcome to come on down here and join me. This is the place to be.
That's right. But, Tommy, we are not going to forget that you may or may not have some news to share. If you don't, then that's okay. But if you do, I did want to give you a chance to talk about it. So you sent me a cryptic message. So elaborate on that if you wish, or we can just keep yakking here.
Well, absolutely. Things may remain somewhat cryptic, but I do have a bit of news. I have some clearance to release a bit of official news on the writing front. So I'm pleased to announce that Raven Tail Publishing has acquired my Black Carmenia series and will commence publication in 2022. So the first of these books will be titled New Era and is slated to release in early 2022. So that's coming up soon, and there will be more news to come. So everyone stay tuned and keep your eyes and ears open.
Fantastic.
Very cool.
And great publisher. Definitely we'll have you on the show to promote that as a guest. And hopefully, it's 2022. Maybe you'll don't know if you can talk about it, but yeah, maybe you'll be out in time for Midsummer Imaginarium. Who knows? So
yeah,
that's or at least on the horizon by then, So you'll have something cool new to talk about there. And
absolutely,
as you chase the cats from the cat rescue group that we'll have there, you know, on the first floor there.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's definitely an aspect of Imaginarium 2022 I'm looking forward to.
The kitty cats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to have a blast.
Tommy is the owner of the company Cat Cats Couch Shipment. So
yeah, that's true.
Cat Couch
You
shipment.
Buy a couch off Tommy, you get a free cat. That's how it works.
Yep. And it's a surprise. You don't know what you're going to get. You have your couch delivered, and then just wait, and then later the cat will come out of the, and then you'll know which cat you get.
Surprise!
Sometimes it works out that way. Apparently.
Yeah, it's one of the best stories we've ever told of the Star Chamber show is Tommy V. Smith's cat adventure with his missing cat that ended up in a couch he sold to somebody who didn't come out until they had delivered the couch, and not till later.
You know, it's a dark house, and he's a black cat, so sometimes we don't even know where he's at. So.
Yeah, Tommy made his millions off that business afterwards. Yeah, Tommy made his millions off that business idea right after. You know, he jumped right on it.
That was an interesting surprise.
Yeah. Not what is going on. It was definitely nerve-wracking and harrowing, but in hindsight, yeah, it's hilarious.
It wasn't a pleasant surprise, but it was an interesting one. And, yeah, it's definitely a story to tell these years later, for sure.
Yes, it's great. So, yeah, we've had some good tales.
It's fun memory.
Tornadoes, cats being delivered in couches. I mean, yeah, Tommy brings us unusual stuff to the show.
All kinds of excitement.
And great publishing announcements, too. So, yeah, he covers all the bases, which is great.
Well, excitement comes in many forms.
That's true.
That's quite true. And you all could see him at Imaginarium, too.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Yep, it's going to be awesome. And we're going to go ahead and...
That's a killer year we've got coming up.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be
you know these guests. You know the caliber of the guests we're bringing in. So I know you can
absolutely.
Vouch for me on that.
It's high caliber this time, for sure. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very exciting.
Yep.
Very exciting year. Yeah, it's going to have to be. I'll have to be on my A game. I always am, though, when it comes to Imaginarium. I always say, you can't get no, you know, it's just impossible to beat last year.
We'll see about
I'm
that.
I'm on
right?
it.
Yeah, hold
That's
my
right.
bourbon.
I'm on
here
it.
We go.
That's
here
it.
We go. Yeah, we're always, Holly and I are in here in the office working constantly on stuff, and it's kind of neat how it, you know, during the day little things will evolve or get confirmed, and it's like, yeah, I can't wait to share this news, you know, it's a lot of fun sometimes, you know, but it is a lot of work, but yeah, we're underway. And I'm going to go ahead and bring in another guest caller just to enter the conversation along with Tommy. And this is from the 502 area code, and I think I have a suspicion as to who this might be. Welcome
that is.
From 502. Surprise us.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? I know it.
We know
Amy
that
McCorkle.
Voice.
Amy McCorkle.
Oh, yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
Yes, long time friend of the show.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting. I just finished making I would call it a docudrama this Christmas week, like the week of Christmas. We shot, edited, and picture locked, except for the score. But I went ahead and submitted early to Imaginarium because it's cheaper.
Well,
fantastic. I always want to submit and support you guys, but it was like, it's just like budget wise, it's like, just go wait until.
Oh, we understand.
Oh, I understand perfectly.
It was just. No, it was just the four of us. Missy produced, but she's like the financial producer. She made sure we had money. But then Tim and his wife and his daughter all worked on it with me. And I was in front of as well as behind the camera for a change. And it was very scary being in front of the camera.
A little different perspective.
Yeah.
I'm a scout. It's a totally different perspective, and
yes.
We finished that and we moved on and we're working, I'm working on a documentary. We're doing a, in December, we're supposed, you know, Corona willing, we're supposed to do a live performance of the stage play version of Letters to Daniel in December this year.
And, That's
so cool.
And as far as
my agent has, you know, finally I got the right team together, you know, and I've been able to, she's got my script Songbird, like, out to free to a director and two different producers, and you know, and she's also shopping a novel I'm writing. So
cool, great. All right.
And projects that I'm doing this year, we're working on a documentary about the Unforgettables. I don't know if anybody listening watches UK basketball, but that was a very specific team, and It's about the Unforgettables, and it's called From Kentucky Shame to the Greatest Game Ever Played. It really sucks being on and of the greatest game ever played. But, you know, that there you have it. But I'm using my publicist to contract to, like, I have to help her get the contact information, but she will reach out professionally to the different players and to the different coaches and stuff like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Get
a hold of everybody. That's going to be cool.
Well, that'll be huge around here. I mean, people go nuts around about that.
Yeah,
and I grew up, I was in school when the Unforgettables were doing their thing, playing. So I actually, you know, I was around them and bumped into some of them from time to time on at UK and all. Yeah, definitely a cool time.
Okay.
Yeah, you were going to school then.
One of the projects I pitched, and the project I pitched, it was at the end of October, actually, to Cowan Entertainment. And I don't know if anybody knows who she is, but she's responsible for the movie Traffic and If These Walls Could Speak and a bunch, like, really cool stuff. And a pitch with her executive went well enough. I did it in October, and then just like last week, I heard from him, and he was like, "Hey, I watched your movie, and I really liked it." And it's, they want to discuss doing a series version of it. The deal at Netflix kind of stalled out through my connection, and now that I've got representation, it's like moving again. So I'm like really grateful.
Awesome.
And I just want to say, like, right in the documentary, there might be a mention or two of Imaginarium in a good way. So I hope you enjoy
it. Well, that's always good news.
That's good news.
Fantastic.
Hey, you know, because in the movie Letters to Daniel, I mentioned another festival around here. And I remember the word they put out when they canceled the award ceremony. Organizers had passed away, and Dell, one of the last things I did, actually the last thing I did with Dell in person was watch that movie in person on this huge and he said, you know, you did good, but when I mentioned, when that part comes up in the movie, he just busted out laughing. And I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were talking about another group that canceled an award ceremony, and that was a more humorous thing. But, yeah, that was before. Yeah, another event. But, yeah, we won't mention them on here.
No.
I get you now.
Dell was always interested, God bless him, was always interested in seeing Raiden, because I noticed he would like those posts or whatever pictures y'all put. And, you know, Imaginarium and Steven, like, gave a lot of people their, like, first seat at the table. And Dell was one of those guys who could ignite a career and provide.
Mm-hmm.
He
right.
wouldn't like spoon feed it to you, but he would. Those opportunities were there, and AOS is still going on. It's just
awesome.
Different now. His wife is running.
I'm glad
it.
It's continuing.
And
yeah,
and Conquering Disabilities with film. My particular festival has moved to LA and is with a group of Annabelle Monroe's Most Important Films, the Los Angeles Asian Film Awards, and News Fest,
cool.
and something called Get It Made. So
mm-hmm.
you know, all of that. Came from like right. You got to start somewhere. And when I tell people, I say,
right.
"Hey, if you have," you, and I say, "Go to Imaginarium. There's like
mm-hmm.
you can go see films of all kinds. You got a lot. You got your beginning filmmakers. You got your more
mm-hmm.
seasoned filmmakers. You got indie
international.
Writers. You can find. Yep, you will find."
Mm-hmm.
Like a mix of authors, like a hybrid author or straight, right? You can, you just find it, like, you know, and it's a great, I know, even when I can't sponsor per se, because I enter a lot of projects, you know, it's not like
mm-hmm.
I expect to win, because that's not what drives me anymore. I look at it as supporting. You know, I'm supporting a local
right.
festival convention that I want to help keep going because when I was 20 or a teenager or in elementary school, there
mm-hmm.
was not an Imaginarium in Louisville. There was not an
right.
Imaginarium in Kentucky. So I'm just really glad there's something here locally and regionally that can draw the crowd and draw the kind of caliber of artists in that maybe others have not. It's not a Comic-Con.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like we were talking
mm-hmm.
and Tony goes, well, the only Comic-Con I'm doing is, and he said Horror Hound. And I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing how Imaginarium wasn't like a Comic-Con. It was like
right.
the way I see it, yeah, it started for
no.
me in heart and soul is writing. And
mm-hmm.
you get great writers. You get really solid filmmakers. I would highly recommend it to anybody. And especially if you got any people who are like kids, definitely it's family friendly on top of it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it's a very family-friendly event, too. I mean, yeah, we have later
mm-hmm.
night. Yeah, there's definitely, yeah, some of the camps like Pervostet and others serve some great room parties. And, you know, we have some things that, you know, are age-restricted. Like,
adult,
you know,
yeah.
Some panels,
mm-hmm.
like on erotica and stuff. But, yeah, but most of it is very
Books
family-friendly.
And bourbon,
and,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But Amy brought up a good point, though. I mean, it's like early, yeah. The funny thing is, it just hit me, it's like Imaginarium and Star Chamber Show have kind of been siblings because, like I said, we started
yeah.
Star Chamber Show November
mm-hmm.
of 2013, and 2014 is the first year of Imaginarium. So that time was when
wow.
we were first announcing and launching Imaginarium, and we had
mm-hmm.
launched and announced the podcast. So they've kind of been, you know, siblings, and in a way, you know, this is kind of like the extension, the podcast that, you know, is, you know, an extension of Imaginarium in a lot of ways. And, you know, definitely.
And the only thing it was missing was Holly. That's what that was missing.
Both. Well, yeah, both. You're involved with both.
It just needed
just
that you know, spice.
I'm just wondering when
yes.
Cauldron coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, I
we
know. We
plans.
Keep telling people we got.
I've got
we got the
gear.
The whole setup. We got
the
green
got
the
whole
screen.
Setup now.
We got. Yep.
Yeah, we've got ring lights. We've got a great webcam now,
yep.
4K webcam. And
we're ready.
Yeah, we're ready. We just got to do it now.
We're playing catch-up.
Blue Yeti mic.
Well, we're playing catch-up right now because, well, my dad, you know, took sick the end
yeah.
of last year. Ever since Imaginarium, I've been running a gauntlet in between here and
yep.
trips to Indiana. And then we've been battling illness on top of that. And
yeah, we all got sick.
Yeah, then I had
an
aunt pass away last week, and I had to go back to Indiana. And, of course, at the funeral, I had to go to this funeral because, I mean, she was like a grandmother to me. I mean, she was a very important part of my early life, you know.
Yeah,
I had to. And I did wear a mask. However, I did take the mask down to hug my cousin and talk to him. Well, he showed up with COVID 2 days after that. So now, you know, me and Steve are sitting here in quarantine for a few days. So, yeah, but I mean.
Just being cautious.
I didn't get sick from it, but, you know, just trying to stay away from people. We don't want to. You know,
yeah,
pass it
don't take
if
that chance
to
make
it.
Sure,
yeah,
because we know how much fun it is.
Sure.
Holly and I both know how much fun it is, and we just got over a giant respiratory illness.
Thanks to
you know, from mid-December catching that one in the last several weeks, and so yeah, we've had our own bouts, but yeah, we do attend once things settle to get that rolling, and it's going to be a nice show. We're definitely going to do live interviews, recorded interviews. I mean, they'll be on the episodes, but you know, we might do some streaming once it builds up a little bit. But yeah, we're going to do a nice produced show with recorded interviews
and
everything.
It's really good. It's really good because we can do a lot of our across the pond interviews because for the Star Chamber, you know, we do it live, and for a lot of them, we'd either have to pre-record, which we have done, or
Nigel
you know,
remember Nigel Peace?
Time.
That was awesome. Look up that
Nigel,
episode. He was a great guest. Great guest.
God, I need to get a hold of Nigel.
Nigel
is
awesome.
Yeah, he was really cool from Britain. But I met him on LinkedIn, matter of fact. But see, we could talk to people like him, you know, because we'll be able to adjust the time because the cauldron won't be live, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that works out.
And when I start doing that and get Tommy B. Smith and I on my channel, we might actually have some shows where Tommy and I talk metal, and you don't want to miss those shows.
There you
They're
go.
Going to give you just such amazing
that.
Inspiration
yeah.
and insights.
Yeah,
and you're going to spend
That'd
a lot of
fun.
Money after you listen to us talk because you're all going to run out and buy so much vinyl, and you're going to buy so many CDs. You're going to go crazy once you hear Tommy
What'd
and
you
I
say,
talk.
Tommy? What Tommy say?
Well, that might be a lengthy show. So
it may be.
It might be like
and
a 3-hour
okay.
show. So yeah, well,
that's okay.
People are comfortable.
It's YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Oh
you know,
man, yeah.
We
can go,
I did have one quick
we can go
I was
several hours.
Wondering. Is the Creative's Cauldron coming back at some point, or
that's
there,
what we're talking
anything
about.
In the cauldron about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, that's
yeah,
what we're
is.
Talking about. The cauldron
got all the gear now. Got all the pro gear to do a very nice version. Really amp up the production value of it in the whole nine yards. Have digital backgrounds.
I see, like
have,
we were saying, it's pre-recorded,
everything.
So we could talk to our people overseas. You know, it's easier to accommodate them. You know, on the cauldron.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys could have a special episode, Talk Metal.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My channel, I'm going to go crazy with some of that stuff. That's going to be fun. But, yeah, the Cauldron will be hosted on the 7-Star Press channel, and that will be probably the anchor for that station. So that's going to be dynamite. I can't wait for that. That's going to be – I miss it because Holly and I had so much fun doing that.
Do you still play guitar? Do you still play guitar? Number one question if I got you all these guitar picks.
One day Tommy and I will do an instrumental album or something on vinyl, but right now
Steve
those are not immediate plans.
But he hasn't picked one up in a very long time. I haven't picked my bass up either. Yeah, we need
this
to get back into that.
This is not Imaginarium related or writing related, but I'm really excited. My agent is trying. I'm going to New York at the end of March to see Macbeth with Daniel Craig in it.
Ooh.
And my agent is trying to
That's
arrange
awesome.
A backstage meeting.
Yes, yes.
Really excited.
That's going to happen.
That would be fabulous. That would be awesome.
Well, you will have to talk. You have to talk to our Imaginarium guest, Anna, Faktorovich, because she's all about the Shakespeare. So she will love to hear about that.
Yeah, she's a scholar. Yeah, like, it's just brilliant.
I like Shakespeare, but the draw for me, the reason, you know, my tickets weren't that bad of a price. They were only $75 plus taxes and fees.
Holy moly.
Because I had, they say, an American Express card. So what I went and did was I went to my Walgreens and got a prepaid, a reloadable American Express debit card. And it went through. So I was like, all right, I'm not paying $1,400 for no.
No.
Nice.
I don't have $1,400.
No,
but,
that was actually very clever. I like that.
Yeah, well done.
Ingenuity.
Macbeth
is my favorite. I absolutely love Macbeth.
That might be my favorite Shakespeare. Yeah, that might be. I'm trying to think.
Oh, I love it.
Someone directed a version of it with Denzel Washington that's out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's
Denzel
intriguing.
Ethan Coen and it has Denzel Washington, Frances McDormand. So there's some really good people in it, and everybody's saying it's like the best performance Denzel gave in his career, and that's saying something. So,
well, I need to check this out.
Well,
then.
We all know what everybody wants, and that's for us to do a production of Hamlet where Tommy and I play Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. That's what people really want to see.
But I do love Shakespeare. Yep.
I do love Shakespeare. It's definitely something I did not quite click with in high school, just because I hadn't gotten the feel of the language yet. But later, when it goes click and you really get the rhythm of it and the feel of it, Shakespeare, it's magic, and it's something else. Yeah, it's definitely was something that I really kind of clicked with a little bit later than like my high school years when I was first exposed. But
no, that's common,
definitely.
Because it takes patience and it takes, you got to be familiar with the language, and I think they try to. They try to throw it on kids too fast in high school and just be like, oh, here, we're going to read this and you're going to understand it. Well, most adults don't understand it. So, you know, it's tough. I think they need to go over like the old English first. Start with that, then gradually take them into Shakespeare. Because they'll enjoy it a whole lot more.
Iambic pentameter.
Yes, iambic pentameter. Yes.
Yes.
And
Into the Shakespeare Three Little Pigs, and then they'll enjoy it.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Here is the 8th through the 10th, right, of July.
That is correct.
Yes.
That's when we're planning to be there.
Okay.
Yes.
I need to keep this straight because there's also, I hope COVID doesn't shut things down, but. If they don't.
No, it's not going to. It'll be summer. It goes away for a while.
Midsummer.
But it'll be back in the winter.
Well, hopefully it'll go into hiding for a while.
Yeah.
It'll hide in the summer, but then it come back in the winter forever.
I think it'll be cyclical.
It's here to stay.
But I think midsummer we're going to be in one of the safer zones of the year.
Yep.
And
Last year we did fine.
Yeah,
we didn't hear anything bad.
We never heard anything back on our end, you know, at least. So it was pretty smooth. And so knock on wood, but let's go for that again. And July 8th to 10th are the dates. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Well, I'm sure glad we moved to the summer. We hit that right before COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what, Daniel?
When is the motel block opening up?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Matter of fact, I got all the info today.
Well, all right. Timely show.
Yeah, we got it.
All right.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we failed to mention
that
with all the guests.
Code.
But, yeah, it opens up tomorrow.
Now, the chef, I'm still in works with the chef for the
banquet
meal.
But very shortly.
I should have all
that
by next week sometime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your hotel rooms because last year we did sell out every single room in the Holiday Inn Louisville East. We sold every room out. So if you are coming, you don't want
to
wait. Yeah.
They had to add, but then eventually we sold every room left in the hotel. So
yeah.
Well,
we increased our block twice.
To have.
We increased our block twice, and then we sold out every room in the inventory. So it was, it surprised us a bit coming off of the whole COVID thing. But, hey, I mean, that was a good thing. I mean, the hotel liked it.
And it made
definitely.
The hotel very happy. So, and they love us, guys. They praise us. They said that they hope we come back every year, that we are a great group. We're respectful. We were very good to work with. And I said, well, I can vouch for, 99.9% of our attendees and guests are all great people, and they're laid back and they just like to have fun in the evening, but, we don't have fights break out because everybody gets along and loves everybody at Imaginary.
The worst thing was our smoke machine blunder with David Sheridan dance on Friday night.
Go ahead.
Smoke machine set off and then, oh, God, yeah. But we survived.
Like,
we did get reprimanded, but we did not get punished, so that was good.
No.
I personally thought the hotel was nice. I thought it was a definite step up, and I think many people who were there in the past did as well. The only there might have been some growing pains because when I got there, the panel rooms, we weren't used to that, but it was the first year of a new venue. Aside from that, everything was a step up. So I much enjoyed the venue, and I'm glad, if we're going to have Imaginarium at that hotel again, then to me that's definitely a plus. So
we're overhauling our handouts, our booklet. It'll be easier to read and everything. And then I'm also I talked to Stephen about this today. I'm going to make sure in the booklet we hand out, along with the map that'll be in there. We did do a map last year too, but I'll make sure we got another map. But all the film, the whole film festival schedule will be in there. So people will know, every attendee and every guest will know what is showing when.
Yeah.
And same goes for the game hall. I will have a game schedule in there so people will know what games are running then, because – I do encourage all of you, writers and alike, to check out the game hall. It's phenomenal. They have board games in there. They have video.
Yeah,
and it goes
packed
on till like 12:01 at night.
Yeah,
I mean, it's after the panels
are
done.
Turnout.
Yeah. You know, if you don't want to go to the dance, or you don't want to, do the after hour stuff, then go check out, the gaming hall, because they're open. Go on to till 12 o'clock. So there's still other things going on that you can, go check out besides entertainment if you don't, like to do that stuff.
We've got several months more of submission period for the film festival, but right now we're getting some amazing submissions from around the world. So definitely it's going to be one hell of a film festival this year. And, like she said, the gaming, surprisingly, I was a little – I didn't know how things would go coming off of COVID and having to do the fully digital thing in 2020. But, even the gaming hall got filled up quite a bit.
Full.
So that
was
– Yeah,
I'm actually got to put
some
tables out in the hall for them to do, like, board games and stuff like that on. People can sign out, sit there, chit-chat. Play cards.
And and then you can walk the halls, and you may run into Tommy B. Smith somewhere in the halls. It's definitely
true.
A chance you will have at Imaginarium. So you gotta be there. Gotta be there.
Tommy, Amy, you might run into Amy. She'll be around.
Yeah, I'm going to get a room. So the girl who I'm hoping, the young woman who were doing the songs for the musical version of Letters to Daniel, she's battling, she's recovering from COVID, but she also has MS and fibromyalgia, so that is making the recovery process a little more arduous.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lena should be in shape to be singing, and she'll be there with me. I'm going to get a hotel. You know me, I always get a hotel room.
And do you want to give them a little tidbit? Do you want to tell them about what she's going to do? At the award ceremony?
At the award ceremony, she is going to sing the opening number to the Letters to Daniel musical.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that going to be cool?
Yes. I'm really looking forward to it. I already know she just has to go into the studio and record the demo and master it. So she has the music back, the track to play when she's singing. So I'm really excited about that. And also, just to take this chance, there's like 17 or 18 roles in my stage play. If anybody has acting experience,
yep.
Who wants to get in touch with me for the Letters to Daniel stage play, the principals are already cast: Megan, Jenny, and Brandon, the ones who did the three leads in the movie. But there are other roles available. And the one that is really the hardest to cast right now is Del, because Del was going to play herself. And I don't know if the documentary is even good enough to qualify for the festival. But if it is, I'd like to do a Q&A with it just to talk about what kind of person he was. But that's only if it gets in on its merits. You know, I'm not asking for any favors, because it's not like that. It's not about that. With that documentary, it was purely I made it at the time to lift his wife and family spirit. And it's hard to watch it because, you know, there's so many pictures of him, of us together, and, you know.
Right.
And how he passed away was just so awful. I don't want him to be remembered like that. I don't want him to be remembered for the way he died. Yeah, I want him to be remembered for the kind of creative and bull in the china shop, bigger than life personality that he was. And in fact, I think, I don't know what episode of Recovery Unplugged I submitted, but it was, hopefully he was in it. And you'll get to see him do his what Del did. He wasn't always politically correct, but he loved his creatives. Uh-huh. He loved his creatives, all of them. You know, AOF was his vision, and his passion was giving people a hand up.
A chance, right. Right.
Yeah, and he said he gave them what he called an even playing field, you know, because, you know, you can submit to Sundance, and you can submit to those places, but it's they show 169 films. 100 of them are curated, and then there's alumni that are invited, and then there are like 14,000 submissions. And they're fighting for those few slots. Now, I say Sundance because it's Sundance. But have a second, like sometimes those secondary, second-tier festivals like AOF, which was massive, I would say, right? And I would say start and include some charm. I consider Imaginarium a fantastic and very rich in writing development, and I think it's a great place for beginning filmmakers to come and connect with other people, because that's how I met Rebecca Westerman there, and that's how I got her involved with a script. And I said, hey, I can do this, but my mood, like my bipolar, was going crazy. And her and you all just kind of, you all had a great experience. So to me, that I've had like people executive produce All We Know Is Lame, and I said, just put an executive producer label on there. I did this, and this, but you ended up having to do everything. Just put my name on as a screenwriter, you know, because you all did the work. And I'm very right. much about people getting the credit they deserve, because it's like I told, I made an early documentary called Enter the Imaginarium on a really bad camera, and the sound was atrocious. But it's like I told Stephen one time when he, I think he was upset at me, and we won't say what it was about. It's about a person. And I said, I didn't make a documentary called Enter the Sweat Fest.
Oh God!
Yeah. So
there's a memory.
You know, yes. I remember someone saying, "I found the hottest spot in the hotel."
Oh, I think we all did somehow.
Oh God!
That was rough.
But I made a documentary about Imaginarium, and the next, and I've gone to several festivals that I absolutely love, but AOF was the next one that I was absolutely inspired to do. Like,
right.
it was like, you know, I want, Imaginarium is great. I hope Imaginarium continues to grow, continues mm-hmm. to, you know, right, and that's the goal. And I think in
right.
this environment, it's especially hard, and it takes an especial hard work. And so you all deserve a lot of credit for fighting to keep Imaginarium up and afloat. And I know it's not easy speaking
oh,
as someone
God,
who
no.
runs a festival herself.
No.
So.
That's for sure.
No, for in point of fact, we've only broken even twice out of the 8 years it's been around. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, now we had... 2018, we broke even, then we backslid, and then we held, you know, pretty much held the line in 2020, but, you know, still that was a rough run.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we finally broke even again. So, oh, yeah, it's tough. It's not for the faint of heart, and we certainly
yeah.
take a lot of punches in the gut. But we did have a Tommy B. Smith film, by the way. He had a feature documentary that
yes.
was in our festival.
Yep.
So,
yep.
So
true.
That eases some of the pain. So that's some bragging rights right there.
Amy, mm-hmm. do you remember me talking to you about the Enter the Imaginarium documentary you did? And I had mentioned, you know, and this was early on. This was before Imaginarium had even hit its fifth year, that it might be interesting to take a look at Imaginarium, you know, Enter the Imaginarium early on, and then Imaginarium year five, perhaps. Imaginarium
yeah.
is going to be nearing its 10th year. I don't know if that's something you'd be interested in, examining Imaginarium's progress over the years, but it
Good
will be
Lord.
Hitting
you
its 10th year in a couple of years.
Next year.
Well,
what do you
next
think about
year. That?
Next year, maybe.
Yeah,
next
year will be
I
10.
Have a
year 10.
Two short films, the novel, and I'm going out on the speaking circuit for mental health advocacy with through the film I just made. So
awesome.
I would be looking a retrospective. Is next year the 10-year anniversary?
Yep.
Yes.
10th yes. year. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tommy
will
be giving a keynote speech.
Tommy? Well, I'm going to say, Tommy, you're on Facebook, right? Get in touch with me and
yes,
we'll start
absolutely.
Talking about it. If you're interested, give me a I might play a role in it. It depends because I'll be getting ready to move out to LA too. So
all right.
I'll be juggling some stuff, but as you can see, I'm not afraid of hard work. So somebody just contacted me today and wanted me to co-write a script with them. I'm like, oh my God.
That happens. The more you get out there, the more you're pulled
yep.
at the sink,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it tough. But that'd be awesome if you could just put something little together, yeah, for the 10th year that we could show like at opening ceremony maybe, or something like that. That'd be neat.
Yeah. You know, we could
something.
If I can get a cameraman. For maybe I don't know if I can get Tim to come because he's a really good cinematographer. You'll be able to see he does really good sound. He improved the set, like where I've really improved on this docudrama from Letters to Daniel is the sound quality is just way better. Tommy, if you're interested in doing it with me, I always look for new collaborators on film to kind of, you know, draw energy from. And if you want to talk to me about it, we can start making plans. And maybe this year we can put a sign up sheet, people who want to be interviewed for it. Stephen, why don't you come on my show this year before Imaginarium and talk about Imaginarium? And
sure.
And the
be glad to. Be honored to. Thank
you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, yeah, by the way, since we're going back and looking at a couple of first debuts, Tommy, just so you know, you were on in show 59 was the first guest appearance by you. And interestingly enough, I co-hosted that with Michael Nost. We were the two co-hosts. Michael and I were, and that was actually held on my mother's birthday on Wednesday, October 21st.
Wow.
Six years ago, show 59.
Aww.
So that was your first appearance.
Huh.
How cool
is
that?
Hey, that was kind of about the time.
Right. Weird.
Well, that's awesome.
Me and you had just started
that, really.
Chatting it up, too, Zimmer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were starting to talk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow. That is cool, though.
Thank Geddy Lee for that. I will always appreciate Geddy Lee.
Yeah, wow. All right, yeah.
He did. He sparked our first conversation.
Sure.
He was the icebreaker, literally.
That's
Geddy
true.
Lee. I hope I get a chance to tell him someday. I know he probably, you know, I don't know what he'd think, but I would like to tell him, yes, it was you. Yeah, you started you ended my my years of being the hard luck champion. Yeah. But, that's funny. But yeah, those of you keeping
that's
score,
awesome.
Tommy B. Smith, October 21st, 6 years ago, show 59. That was Tommy.
You know what else you're going to have to check is when Daniel Dark was a guest, because he was a guest. Oh, gosh.
Yep.
I know he had to be a guest way before he was one of our authors, way before we were, you know, really good friends with him, way before, because I met him on the rooftop. What year? That was, let's see, 2016.
Yeah.
I met Daniel on the rooftop at Imaginarium 2016.
Yes.
Yes.
You did.
Yes.
I think we're going to find him here. Daniel Dark
and
interviewed
me
on episode 109. Daniel Dark actually interviewed me. Oh, God, that's funny. Let's see, because I'm trying to find one where he was just a featured guest.
He had to be a guest.
He had to
be
at some point here.
Yeah.
Unless he just dived into co-hosting right away. I don't know.
Well, that's possible, too. I mean, it's quite possible, but I thought we had him as a guest. Before.
I don't think I've ever actually been a guest there. I think I
really?
Started co-host.
I think he dived right into co-hosting.
Oh, you may have. You just dived right in then.
Tommy was featured in show 133. That's another one if you want to go back in the archive.
Oh, yes.
133.
And Amy has been a guest for, several years.
Yeah, 153. Show 153, if you want to look for Amy's shows, 153. Yeah, this is kind of cool. I'm just scrolling through the archive.
To look back, yeah.
It's frightening.
Yeah, this show being the culmination of everything that's come before, and there's been lots that's come before, you know, we can look back upon.
Oh,
that's
God,
true.
There's been a lot. Nicole Kahn, remember that show, Holly, the filmmaker Nicole Kahn?
Oh, I love Nicole so much. I got to get her back on. I love Nicole. She's
great.
Yeah,
Gene Rowley. There's Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
Gene, the man.
There is. No, Daniel, you were wrong. You were featured on show number 198.
Uh-huh.
Show 198. You were a featured guest.
198.
Yeah.
That was after I became a host with the show. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you had to...
but you were featured that night because of the book.
And there's Captain, my Captain, Jennifer Naran. Yeah,
oh,
she's awesome.
Amy's got to hop off, she says, and write. Amy,
right,
are you off to write?
Yeah, I'm writing a novel. Like, I did the three chapters, and she said, go ahead and send the three chapters. I'm like, so the rest of the book's got to be written.
Well, you have a good time.
Have a good night, though.
Yeah, I was like,
thanks for calling us.
Well, maybe I'll go up on an imaginary event. I said, one day I will be
there
an
you
imaginator.
Go. Hey, that's what you go for. That's what you aim for. That's the whole reason for doing what you're doing, because you want to be guest of honor one day. See, there you
that's
go.
Right.
Aim for the big one.
That's right.
That's right.
Aim
big.
You know, I
that's
did
right.
want to mention I won something that I was very proud of at AOF this year. They get about 3,000 written submissions, and I won Writer of the Year. I was very proud.
That's
of
awesome.
That.
Hey, very nice.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Yes. And hey, I'm happy. Congrats. I'm happy whenever I'm runner up or whatever. But winning that was really special to me, because when I my first year at AOF, we won Best New Writer there. So it was like the
mm-hmm.
and so now I qualify if I want to be an associate member of the WGA. So that makes me feel really, really good. but, you know, I'm sure I would have started somehow, but I'm really glad Steven, when I reached out to him, he didn't know me from Adam, and he just welcomed me, and he put me on four panels and at Sweatfest, and he did so much to accommodate me. He just did so much to accommodate me in the beginning, and he's always so nice to everybody. And I just want to say, people, if you need a place, a welcoming place to start, Imaginarium is the perfect place to do it, because it's like AOF in the sense that it's an even playing field. And people there just want to give you the benefit of their knowledge and help you move up to whatever goals you have, whatever they may be. And now I'm going to help.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Amy.
Well, good
you
night,
care, Amy.
Amy.
Good
thank
night.
You for calling
okay,
in, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All
Tommy,
right, Tommy.
Tommy, are you? Tommy said he got booted. Are you back?
Oh no, he's
yes.
been back. Yeah,
back.
He got booted a little earlier.
Oh, there you are.
I thought he snuck
I was
out.
Just, I just happened to see the chat.
In. He snuck
yeah,
out.
So
he snuck in.
Ran so. Technical difficulties, but yeah, that's done with. Yes, I'm
smooth
back.
As a cat. He was like gone,
oh, yes.
And then he's back.
He's,
yeah, he's like a cat.
Sneaky.
He just kind of sneaks
well,
around.
Well, Daniel, do you have
Although,
any words of
how long? I don't know, but yes.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom on our 300th episode here.
My words of wisdom to people is like what Amy just got through saying is Imaginarium and the Star Chamber are the two places that we not only, you know, celebrate those that have done great accomplishments in the artistic world, but those that, you know, are just beginning in the artistic world that have really showed that they are serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're serious about it, you know, and you want to be featured as a guest on the Star Chamber, why don't you get in contact with Holly, and she will try to get you scheduled to be
mm-hmm.
one of our guests here.
Can do.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
is our scheduling master on this show. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is, and, you know, Holly and Steven are the yin and yang of Imaginarium and the Star Chamber. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
You
thank
know,
you, Daniel.
We have a lot to be thankful for because of Stephen's visions and what he wanted to do didn't know whether he could do it or not, but he's persevered, and this will be the ninth year of Imaginarium, and now we're at 300 episodes of the Star Chamber.
That's shabby.
Yes, indeed.
Two great accomplishments, because how many different conventions are out there that celebrate the artistic value of the world and not mm-hmm. just a genre of that artistic talent.
True. True. Or a cattle call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And we may go over just a little, folks, but don't worry, we're going to record, keep recording. So if we go over a couple of minutes, but if it does cut out the live show, we are going to record just a little bit longer. Yeah, don't worry, Tommy, we won't keep you on too long. But yeah, just looked at the clock because we're kind of just having fun tonight. And Daniel, yeah, that's right. Yeah, these are showcases to show people, you know, what can be done and what has been done by folks, and mm-hmm. also to give insights, encouragement, and help on the, you know, craft and path of, you know, those that are just now getting into it. And that's always been the kind of balance we've had on both the show and the convention, mm-hmm. you know, the environments.
And it does
for
take
both.
A village. It does mm-hmm. take a village, and you need that tribe, as we always talk about. You need that tribe around you to give you that encouragement, to help boost up. One of you raise up, then you take the others with you. You know, we all help each other. We mm-hmm. all want to see each other succeed, and that's with, you know, all of our attendees, all of our guests at Imaginarium. It goes for, you know, all of our guests on the Star Chamber show. We want to see other creatives succeed. In whatever field they're in, you know.
Unfortunately, I mean, that's always been my driving kind of thing, is that the win-win kind of situation. And that's unfortunately not the norm. And I'd like to see, hopefully we're helping people see
right.
that can
right.
be, you know, like the win-win philosophy. You know, it doesn't have to be just, you know, one person making it and not helping anybody else through the door. You know, it's a case where, you know,
yeah.
we help others build, and then we grow, and then, you know, and everybody's happy for other people making it, and then they're happy for you when you make it. I mean, it should be that kind of flow. And that's what, you know, that's kind of the guiding foundation behind, you know, things like our show and the convention. But yeah, I mean, I'm really amazed, you know, looking, thinking about it tonight. You know, we've gotten to year 9 on the convention, and it is the 9th year on the podcast, and that's not shabby. That's not too bad.
No, and
I think that's one reason.
One thing that I will tell people is, be the authentic self that you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have had the honor of being a inspiration to creative works because of authenticity of who I am.
Right.
You know, you might, you know, not think anything about what you do, but you might be the inspiration for the next great novel, the next great movie, the next great whatever of
mm-hmm.
somebody that you don't even know yet.
It's true.
Or who you know, because, I mean, I may be the great inspiration for Tommy B's first foray into Amish science fiction. Hmm. You know, you never know. So, I mean,
it could be.
You
very
never
well, actually,
know.
If I do veer into that territory, then you pretty much 99.9% are, but yes.
Yeah. But now, you, Tommy, you had a
if
comment
I do
you were just about to say.
Amish science fiction would, novel, then, yeah, that's pretty much, yeah, that would be the result.
There you go. See, that proves your point, Daniel. But Tommy, you were about to say something right underneath Daniel, right? You were like a second behind
oh,
him.
Yeah. Well,
what were you going to
well,
say?
Well, you know, just that building upon what you had said before, as far as one person, one individual getting ahead and everyone else being happy for that one person getting ahead, but walking away with nothing, and it really isn't that. It's really the opposite of that. It's more of a everyone has something to appreciate and something to walk away with, you know, with Imaginarium. And I've always appreciated that. I think a lot of other people do as well. I think that's a lot of the appeal. I think that's why people keep coming back. And I think that's part of the reason why it survived as long as it has. Everyone, there is such a positive energy. And as I've said before, synergy about it, that everyone is, yeah, drawn back to it, you know, time and time again. So, you know, obviously you're doing something right. So everyone involved is doing something correct. So.
And there will be, and there will be cats.
So.
Yes, and there will be cats this year. So, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. And yeah, it's been a quite a run so far. But I just feel like, yeah, we can take this to, you know, some new levels too. As we, you know, like I said, we moved into a venue that you enjoyed and many others enjoyed last year. And and it's a venue we're going back to there. The show has been in here, has been in, I think, a real good groove. I think the conversations have been amazing. I mean, I'm still buzzing over the Pete Catania show and some of the others we had just recently. And yeah, I mean, the conversations are just awesome. So yeah, it's just been a run that I think is going to continue to get better. And yeah, we'll definitely have you featured on many more shows, hopefully.
It's always a great time when you got like minds together, and you always come up with some good ideas.
Well, you know what?
For new projects.
Tell you something about what this beverage I shared with you tonight is. I really don't know. It was like the worst thing I've drank in a long time. It was but you know, the label on the outside of the bottle, the curvature was so elegant. You know, the thing was so
it
well
nice.
Done. But what was inside the bottle was utterly terrible. You know, but you know what? Sharing it with you made it all worthwhile. So
I'm happy,
oh,
Tommy.
Well.
Good friends
you.
And fellow creatives and talented individuals and all of that can make a, you know, you can share a bad drink with good friends and it'll all be worthwhile. And, you know, we can look forward to the next time, regardless of how terrible the wine or whatever it was is. So.
Right.
That's true.
But I feel bad now because I had some very good Rebel Yell 100 tonight, a glass of that during the show, and I feel bad because it's so good, and my experience was pleasant. So
I can't
God.
Complain about my Cayman Jack margaritas either. I can't complain. I'd rather have the mules.
I do like
my Cayman Jack margaritas.
Well, Tommy,
you want to try something new? And sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. But
that's true.
Yeah.
That's how you find out a diamond
right.
in the rough, or, you know, that's how you find out, well, I don't want to have this
yeah.
anymore.
Or a lump of gold in the rough that you can do nothing with. But nonetheless, good times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, let's go ahead and end with Tommy B. Smith. You know, you go ahead and make your final statements, and then we'll have Holly and Daniel wrap her up. But, yeah, this is been an awesome show, and I've had a blast. And yeah, let's you know, I'd like to say yeah that we could get another 300. You know, so let's go.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure to join you all. You know, number 300. That's quite a feat. So congratulations. You can find me at TommyBSmith.com. Got some new things coming out, so keep an eye open and an ear tuned. And once again, a pleasure. Take care. Good night, everyone.
Good night,
Tommy.
Good night,
Tommy.
All right, Holly, wrap her up and then give it over to
Daniel.
All right.
Well, I want to thank everybody out there that joined us for our episode 300. We had some interesting callers call in and had some great discussion. And, yeah, it was just a fun and enjoyable evening. And we do hope you join us for next week's episode. It'll be Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Central Time. And we'll have another great guest and a great 301 next week as we aim for, you know, 400. And I will toss it over to Daniel. Good night, all.
And when you're at Imaginarium, be sure to look us up and introduce yourself, and we'll sit down and have a good conversation for a while and talk about what you're being creative about, because there's no better feeling than to have that creative thing in your hand as a finished product. And once you do that, you want to have more of them. It's sort of addictive, but it is something that a creative has to do. Until we talk again next week, be creative. Daniel Dark signing out.